Welcome back to the Persuasion Pitch Podcast, or if you are new, welcome. I'm your host, Jess, and here we dig into scams, other unethical business practices, and cults. Good afternoon, everyone, or morning, depending on where you are located. I know that it has been a minute since I have came out with a podcast episode. I have been super busy, but it's not like I'm ending the podcast or anything. It will continue. I just need to put out this episode and make everyone involved within the anti-MLM community and activism about something that is very, very important. With that said, you do see the title of the episode, and if you are involved, then you already heard about this, you know about this. So the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, released a statement that they are considering making a new rule. They released this statement in March, this past March, last month. And when people are submitting this very valid comment, let me just emphasize that it is so important that people don't just comment whatever. There needs to be some type of backing whenever you submit a comment. So before I get into that, I do want to say that this is straight from the FTC. It says the Federal Trade Commission, FTC or commission, is considering proposing a new rule to address deceptive or unfair marketing using earnings claims. The commission is soliciting a written comment, data, and arguments concerning the need for such a rulemaking. And the commission requests input. It can most effectively use its authority under Section 18 of the FTC Act 15 U.S.C. 57A to address certain deceptive or unfair acts or practices involving the use of false, unsubstantiated, or otherwise misleading earning claims. And I'm going to leave Mombi's blog link down in the show notes because she did some awesome infographics to this and an amazing blog post. All of her blog posts are amazing, but this is so important that you guys, you know, read this and that you don't just come up with a comment and let that be that. It's very important that there is some type of backing, that you have proof that, I mean, it's not just you submit a comment or your experience with MLM. That's not what this is. And that's not going to make a change. So in Mombi's blog post, going back to that, she has a way with her words where whenever I read something, I'm just like, wow, like that's everything I'm thinking besides it's put into words beautifully. And there's no way I could have ever explained it like that. But like, I agree with everything. I just do. Like, and if you've seen her content, you would know her words. She has that way with them. So I'm just going to regurgitate what she put on her blog just because it's so well written. Please also keep in mind that this isn't a competition. I have seen multiple fear-mongering posts telling people that they need to comment because this is the last time the FTC opened comments to the public. On an issue involving MLM, they received mass comments from MLM reps. So I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I urge everyone to go over to the blog and read this because it is written beautifully. Now, all comments are required to be posted by May 10th, 2022. And let me also put in there another thing that she said. What we need is intelligent, impactful, and well-thought-out comments that show irrefutable evidence and data of deceptive marketing, as well as give logical, carefully considered, and sensible solutions to deceptive marketing on the proposed rule. So again, May 10th, 2022 is the deadline for these comments. I am leaving the link directly to the Federal Trade Commission to submit your comment there. I'm also leaving the overall blog of Mombi and then also a link for the specific blog article that pertains to the FTC comment. Okay, so with all of this said, I know this is not a full-length podcast episode. It's basically an announcement. I do have things planned. I am still doing this podcast. I am very active on anti-MLM TikTok as well. So follow me there. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and all of that. And I hope that everyone has a great, great rest of the day and a great rest of the week.